living in separation, you forget and have forgotten that you are connected to a greater source. A greater source that defies definition and description. And whose motives and movements in the universe are beyond any erases comprehension. Connected to this source, and there is a deeper part of you that is still connected to this source. For it has not really entered separation with you. The creator of all life in the universe, and in the universes, and in creation beyond the universe, moves you through this deeper part of you called knowledge to engage with knowledge is to engage with this essential part of your nature, your deeper nature, your permanent nature, your true nature. And yet, people live at the surface of their mind, caught up in the world, caught up in their own thinking, their fears, their desires, their grievances, their obsessions, their distractions, unaware that this greater and deeper part of it is still connected to their soul. People believe in God and believe in the teachings about God. They may even fervently believe to the point where they will become violent with others or give up their life willingly for a principle or an idea. But this is not where the connection is really being made. This is not what it means to be in relationship with the Divine. People are in relationship with their ideas about the Divine, or their beliefs, or their customs, or the beliefs of their country or culture. But we are talking about something deeper and more profound. The river that runs beneath the desert, the golden thread that is woven into the coarse fabric of life, the ancient corridors of your mind, beyond the influence of the world, beyond all that you have accumulated so far in this life. It was there before you came into the world. It will be there after you leave. It is connected by the great attraction. People want many things. They are attracted by many things and repelled by many things. But being repelled is just another form of attraction, you see. For that which repels you engages you, and you enter into relationship with it. For are attracted by power, by beauty, by wealth, and by the idea of spiritual fulfillment. Great forces of attraction in the world, so great they overtake the minds of so many and alter the course of human history, and lead people to live desperate lives, unfulfilling lives. Shallow, superficial are their emphasis. Haunted by the fear of loss, the fear of aging, and the fear of death. Driven like slaves great attractions of the world, the attractions which are both beautiful and ugly, desirable and fearful. For even the dark forces of the world hold attraction. People are drawn to them, not only by the allurement of the things the world values, but also by the allurement of the darkness itself. Even those who have fought the darkness or rallied against it will still be drawn in by its power. Evil has its own attractions, and many fall prey to this, even unknowingly. They behave in a civil manner because society demands it, but beneath they are full of grievance and the desire for revenge. The attractions of darkness. And yet, God reclaims the separated through the power of knowledge, the deeper intelligence within you, the part of you that has not been separate from God. God does not allure you with promises of beauty, wealth, and power, or even spiritual fulfillment. For those are allurements for the surface mind. The deeper part of you does not need these things to be engaged, to experience the engagement. God is the great attraction, greater and more powerful than anything in the world, greater than love, greater than fear, greater than fantasy. Greater than personal fulfillment. Pervasive, natural, deep, and continuous, the great attraction draws upon you. It does not seduce you. It does not promise things for you. Even all the things that religion promises are but a shallow invitation compared to the great attraction. You may not be religious. You may have issues regarding religion. You may dispute religion. You may not want to have nothing to do with religion. But you are religious. And whatever you value is where you place your faith and your emphasis. You cannot abandon the deeper part of you, though it may be unknown to you and out of your range of experience. It is still the center of your life and being. It is still created to the divine. It is still responding to the great attraction. It is not about belief, for belief is for the worldly mind. Belief is important in either guiding you towards or away from the great attraction. But the great attraction itself is 1,000 times more powerful. God provides great teachings at critical turning points for the human family, great messages delivered by messengers. Very infrequently this occurs, to guide and orient the human family towards its present demands and its future realities. Great revelation. Providing the key ingredients to preparing humanity for its next great stage of development. and to protect humanity from dangers that it is not even aware of. But the great attraction is continual. You cannot understand it. You cannot conceptualize it. You may give it symbols. You may associate it with wonderful things. You may build edifices to it, create great paintings and works of art, compose music, dance and ritual. The great attraction is still more pervasive and mysterious than your mind can comprehend, because it is happening at a whole different level. Your intellect is a brilliant mechanism, but it only functions within a narrow band of experience and awareness. The rest of life is happening at another level, beyond physical observation. You're only seeing a small part of what is occurring around you. You're only hearing a small part of the communication that is going around you. You can only touch a small part of the reality that you are immersed in, even at this moment. If your vision can become refined, you will see more. If your listening can become refined, through the great practices that the new message is revealing, your listening will become refined and you will hear more. Your body becomes a more sensitive instrument. Instead of a blunt object, you will be able to sense and feel the presence of greater things. The great attraction is like the sun that shines. Whether it is night or day, no matter who you are and where you are and what you are thinking or what is preoccupying you at the moment, the sun is shining. And that is why people have deified the sun. But the sun is a temporary thing. Though it seems permanent to you, it is a temporary thing in the great scheme. And so, even it cannot compare to the great attraction. You can resist it. You can argue against it. You can make a rational argument against it. You may construct your own reality or try to do so, but you cannot undo the great attraction. You cannot banish the Creator. You cannot banish that part of you that is permanent, that is still connected to God and creation. It is pulling on you even at this moment. If you can settle down and become still and observant, you will begin to feel its presence. Because it is always there. The presence is with you, but you are looking out somewhere else. Your mind is captivated by the world, captivated by its own beliefs and desires and anxieties, captivated, obsessive. That is why you see so very little and hear so very little and sense so very little through your physical body. You are so obsessed and captivated. It's like being in a theater watching a movie. Well, you're watching, well, you're captivated. The better the movie, the more captivated you are. You're unaware of yourself, the world, everything. Captivated. Except the tragedy of this is that the movie never seems to stop. And you are missing everything. Not available. no one at home. So you do not feel the attraction. And now you are afraid of the attraction. You do not want to look inside. You do not want to feel those forces that are trying to move your life in a new direction, trying to rescue you from your poor decisions and unwise obligations. You don't want to have to reconsider your life, your priorities, your commitments, your relationships. You don't even know what the great attraction is going to offer you, or what it will require of you, or what it will mean to experience it. People are afraid. They're trying to make their separation successful. They're trying to fulfill themselves based upon their assumptions and their beliefs and the values of their nation and culture. They are committed to this pursuit. They have already invested so much. They don't want to have to give it up or even question it. They have invested so much. It is only when life begins to really disappoint you, to disillusion you, to create a greater sobriety and self-honesty, that finally you will begin to ask the greater question. Why you are here? What is your life really for? What are you really connected to? Are you really living the life you are meant to live? Life serves you through its disappointments, its clarifications, and its revelations. To bring you to this point where you begin to start listening and responding to the great attraction. It is not about formulating religious beliefs. It is about responding at a deeper level. It is not about studying the religious texts and becoming a scholarly or ideologically oriented person. It is about the deeper connection. It is mysterious. It is profound. The engagement is phenomenal. It is confounding to your personal mind. You cannot use it as a resource to get what you want. For it is changing the course of your life. It is reconnecting you to your source, in the center of your power, your integrity, and enabling you to begin to learn the great practices that will provide you the skills and the wisdom and orientation you will need to fulfill your greater purpose for coming into the world. Cannot learn these things at the university. You might learn them through your current religious tradition, but only if you have an exceptionally wise teacher and guide who knows of the mystery and is not merely a defender of a belief system. God has spoken again, a new message for humanity is being sent into the world. The messenger is here. He is alive at this moment. The revelation will speak of this deeper engagement and give it priority over your ideas and beliefs, bypassing all the controversies that surround humanity's understanding of the Divine Presence in will and world, bringing you to the great attraction so that you can feel it and begin to respond to it and begin to give it your confidence and to allow it to clarify your life and purpose, to bring the light of wisdom into the dark corners of your life, to liberate you from your regrets, your errors, and the misfortunes of your past. God reclaims the separated through knowledge. Therefore, taking the steps to knowledge is critical and important and necessary for you to begin to experience the most profound relationship of your life, and that which will restore to you your true integrity and your greater abilities and purpose in the world. Do not worry about other people and what they think. This is about you. This is your destiny. The calling is for you. Do not hide behind others. Do not say, well, what about everyone else? Do not hide behind everyone else. You are not everyone else. God reclaims the separated one by one, and two by two, and three by three. Not everyone else. Our voice is part of the mystery, part of the great attraction. You cannot identify us by our voice, for it is many voices in one. It is part of the revelation. It is part of the mystery. It is part of the great attraction. Ron Mezar. The language of the inner world. What speaks to your heart defies comprehension. Those who base their life on their ideas and understanding will have difficulty coming to terms with the fact that their real existence resides outside the realm of the intellect. Their greater associations, their greater purpose, their true connections are something that they can only estimate and cannot define. The errors of religion, the excesses of humanity, the cruelty and barbarism of human history represents the inability to experience the true engagement, to comprehend its meaning, its purpose, and its expression in the world. That is why failure here is so dangerous, and why you must bring a very serious mind and a true commitment to the engagement. It is not a plaything. It is not entertainment. It is not a hobby. It is not an escape. For you cannot escape into God, for God will send you back into the world. So much has been done to bring you here. You cannot return. Not yet. The attraction is not to take you away. It is to bring you back. With greater strength, greater integrity, greater purpose, greater vision, greater determination. People think that the great attraction will annihilate them. They will be like the cup of water that is thrown into the sea, never to be an individual anymore, just to melt into everything. This is a misapprehension. It's a misunderstanding. God does not destroy. God re-implies. For you to find your greater purpose and the great relationships that are associated with it, you must experience the engagement. You must know of the great attraction. And learn over time not to fear it, but to welcome it, and to be grateful, oh so grateful, for its presence and power in your life. People want many things. People are attracted to many things. There are many powerful attractions in the world. Obviously, or the world would not appear as it does. But what is the greatest attraction of all? But the attraction between the Creator and creation. This is what holds all of creation together. This is the force of attraction that unites the universe. This is the power gives you strength and wisdom and enables you to use your mistakes and your errors to generate wisdom for yourself and for others. It is what redeems you and reclaims you and reunites you with your soul.